Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've got some Dolphins-Falcons props. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. I saw this morning, I don't know if it's changed, I'm going to look right now, the Tua rushing prop. You know what it is?
1.5.
4.5.
Ooh.
And the thing that makes me nervous is, again, I feel like he doesn't rush until the second half or the end of the first half. Like, he doesn't look to run.
No.
And if he's not in, that would prevent him from hitting the over. This is the first week. Remember, I have cashed that ticket for 7 weeks. He has hit the rushing prop over. 7 weeks. I was tempted this morning to bet the under 4.5 rushing yards.
We talked about this when you were saying kind of let Tua recalibrate for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Tua has to throw 3 more interceptions to take him out the game again.
But he could, is my point. You're saying it like it can't happen. It keeps happening.
Yeah.
And Solana was telling us, you thought the Cleveland defense was good? Atlanta's defense is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, he'd really have to have a bad game to get benched. Yeah. That's what he's been doing.
Super conservative, a bunch of checkdowns.
How are you going to play a super conservative game, though?
I know.
You're playing for, your football lives. Super conservative.
Just try to get a first down.
I saw, obviously, we know Darren Waller. Darren Waller's not going to play, and I just saw Julian Hill's probably not going to play.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, because I read it from David Fioronis. It resonates more when I see it from Fioronis. He's not going to have many weapons. He only went to Jaylen Waddle once last week. I could see this thing going south and them just going, hey, this ain't working. We need to win this game. This ain't working.
What's the baseline for the Dolphins? Is it what we saw in Buffalo, which was, okay, at the very least they can stay in games, they can compete. We saw that a couple times, right? They did that against the Chargers. They did that against the Panthers. They did that against the Patriots. One-score games. Or has it fallen so badly that the baseline is Cleveland? I don't know. Because if it is closer to what we saw against Cleveland, then Sunday in Atlanta is going to be maybe worse.
That's what I feel.
It could be a boring game. It can be embarrassing. I'm not talking about the 25 point. I'm not talking about the score. Interception, touchdown, get the ball back, 3 and out, then another interception, they go down and score. They cannot look like they don't belong in the NFL. They look like they shouldn't have been out there. Like they didn't practice before the week of the Browns game.
But what makes you think this week is going to look any different?
Dome. What'd they have? They had dust mites. Y'all told me there was dust mites.
Midges.
That was midges. There's no midges in a dome. We're good to go, baby.
Other things in a dome. I don't know what. But you know, there can be other things.
Honestly, X and O wise, did you watch what McCaffrey did against them in their loss to the 49ers? McCaffrey was crazy. Out the backfield, everything. Devon Achane should get 20-plus touches this game. McCaffrey went crazy.
But the point of that is everyone knows the ball's going to end up in Devon Achane's hands. So if you're a defensive coordinator or just a defensive player, you know the ball is going to end up in Devon Achane's hands 70% of the time.
But McCaffrey's not sneaking up on anybody.
But he's Christian McCaffrey.
But I would just say that approach, throwing out the backfield, I don't know his numbers, but I'm sure he touched the ball a
McCaffrey, I have him here. 24 carries, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns, 7 receptions, 72 yards, an average of 10 receiving yards per reception.
So 200 all-purpose yards for McCaffrey. Devon Achane's very good. He's not McCaffrey.
Correct.
But that approach, 31 touches? Can Devon get 30 touches? Yes, because that's their offense.
Right. But literally, that's the offense.
Run it. Run the offense.
I mean, Tua tried to throw it to him on the sidelines to start the second half last week, and there were two guys there, and one of them ran the ball.
And
ran with the ball.
He was open. Tua overthrew him. It hit both his hands. If he throws it a little lower, that's a catch for 12, 15 yards.
Mac Jones, 5 carries, 11 rushing yards, by the way, last week against the Atlanta Falcons. If on Sunday, to Crowder's point, the Dolphins, and I understand the rosters are different, but the Dolphins can't figure out a way to get Devon Achane the ball, can't figure out a way to, at the very least, put some points on the board, move the chains, then, you know, to Chris Perkins' point, what are we doing here with Mike McDaniel? As much as I still think this is more on Chris Greer than McDaniel, that's what a head coach does. You have Mac Jones starting. You figure out a way, some way, to go and compete to win a game. And McDaniel has not been able to do that. When everything's stacked against him, fine. The good coaches in the NFL still find a way to put a respectable product on the field. McDaniel consistently does the opposite.
And Perk said, because I asked him about this, why is he still there? I had a theory about the last firing. Perk said he likes a calm, friendly work environment. It's not getting nasty that they're losing either.
Well, that's the thing that kind of shocked me is that shouldn't be a calm work environment right now.
On edge.
Right? Like, Chris Greer should not be calm and happy. Mm-mm. Mike McDaniel shouldn't be. The team sure as hell shouldn't be. So if he's not getting calls from Chris Greer complaining that Brian Flores isn't talking to him, and I get it, Stephen Ross has a multi-billion dollar real estate empire to run. He doesn't want calls saying, I can't get along with my head coach. I get that, but man, I kind of feel like his phone should be blowing up about things because the team is 1-6.
Hawk, you brought it up a couple times, or about a month ago, when the Ravens started getting terrible. And post-game with Harbaugh, where he was could tell he was pissed.
Yep.
Man, this is embarrassing. We're embarrassing our damn selves out here. And then McDaniel on the other side is, well, you know, a couple bad turns. And
this is where you learn about what you have in your intestinal fortitude.
So that's not an uncomfortable way. The coach, McDaniel's not walking up there on Wednesday. That first get ready for the Falcons week, he's not cussing. He's not showing a low-light film of the Browns game. That's what my coach used to do. You walk in, y'all bastards are terrible. And he show a low-light reel and put the little pointer on everybody messing up. Y'all want to do this again in front of your parents, in front of the league, in front of the scout? Like, he would demean you because you're embarrassing us and yourself. There is no way McDaniel's doing that in a team meeting. There's no way in the hell he's hurting anyone's feelings during a team meeting. There's no way in that 2.5 hours he meets with Tua every damn day there's any criticism harshly.
I think in his mind he's being harsh by not naming the backup quarterback. I think
that's
like
the evil.
Like when you don't have that disposition, you find something where you're like, no, I'm doing exactly like everything's up for grabs, including the backup quarterback position. I've made no decision on the backup quarterback position. And it's like, what are you doing, man? But that's my, you know, again, I don't like to call for people's jobs. We've never really done that on the show. But I just, you know, after that Cleveland game, my point was, whatever Mike McDaniel said during the week after it was the Chargers game, right, that they had just whatever he said during the week to get past the Chargers collapse and the Tua postgame press conference, whatever he said during the week didn't work.
No.
Because they came out and crapped the bed in Cleveland. So why would they listen to him this week? And if they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. But you can't tell me that he's got the rapt attention of his players or his assistants.
I've told the story before with Cam Cameron. Week one in Washington playing the now Commanders, going to overtime, we get the ball. Three and out, we kick the ball to them, they drive the ball down our throats, kick field goal to win the game. Cam Cameron's message for that embarrassing loss in overtime to start the season, fellas, from the outside looking in, that was a heck of a game.
Right.
What does that give us for next week?
Right, why am I going to listen to you?
We're coming off of Nick Saban. Nick Saban would have called us everything that God doesn't want us to say in that meeting. Oh, Cam ain't worried about us getting whooped in overtime. Like, I don't, and you don't, I'm not saying you're saying that, but you relax.
Right, no. You follow the lead of your leader.
But if Stephen Ross wants a relaxed, happy, calm environment, he has exactly what he's sitting in right now. You're sitting at 1-6,
yeah.
But it's nobody's cussing, nobody's screaming, nobody's making anybody uncomfortable.
The thing is, even though Mike McDaniel might not be cussing, I don't know what cussing does when you look at the team. Tanner Connor and Greg Dulcich are your starting tight ends. I don't know what cussing does.
Right, but again, this is going into this week. We've had seven games where you've had Tyreek not that he's been available all seven, but through seven games, Tyreek has been available, Darren Waller has been available. Like, it's not like they're starting the season devoid of talent. Like, they had everyone at the beginning except Darren Waller.
Not just cuss words.
And by the way, they could have had a Rhondae Gadsden. I see that going crazy on social media,
yeah,
too, because you kind of needed a tight end. You decided to get rid of Janu and go with Darren Waller. And Aronde is sitting there in round five. His dad played for the organization. You've obviously watched him and know who he is, and they whiffed on him.
No, not just the words we're not allowed to say on radio. So I'm not saying just yell out F and S and A and as much as you can. Challenge them disrespectfully. Todd Bowles used to do it. When Todd was running the defense, we get beat up in a game. Oh, y'all don't have any pride, do you? Mm. Oh, y'all going to do that in front of – y'all got kids? I didn't want to be y'all's kid anymore if y'all go out there and – like, just a aggressive football approach to it. Not, well, we're just – you know, we got to correct the – mistakes and move forward and get ready for the Falcons.
You'll look back on this 5 years from now and you will marvel at the growth that this was the generator of.
And we've talked about, you don't have a lot of people, they call them dogs. I just call them very aggressive human beings. You don't have a lot of aggressive human beings on this team. And the non-aggressive people are getting happy quotes and coddles. It's not going to turn around that way. And who brought up not cutting any? It was you, Hawk.
Yeah, there's never anybody coming in getting tried out on a Tuesday.
1-6? We can't find anyone out there to do this job better.
Crazy.
Come on, man. I can't see a turnaround with the approach that they're having to this terrible season.
Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Well, you wanted somebody to come in. The Dolphins brought in Chris Majerus, and
But I wanted someone to come in and replace someone who was healthy on the active roster. They just needed a body. I want tryouts going on Tuesdays because heads could roll. And I feel like you see that every year with Flores or Wanstead, you know, like that there were guys being like, hey, we're not meeting expectations. We got to see if there are other people out there. And I feel like everybody's just very complacent.
Lane Johnson's not sitting in the street right now. There is somebody in the world that could play guard better than Savin Yaya can. I really believe that. He's getting run over, just run around every game.
And again, not that he's a bust. He's a rookie who's learning the position, and it takes a minute, and they're not good right now, and so that's part of it. So no, you know, like nobody's, I don't think, giving up on him, but there has to be someone who can do that better.
Yes.
I think people have given up on him, but they're saying, hey, we're playing the best people available week in, week out. If he is the best person available, I mean, he definitely, Hawk, to your point, I don't give up on a rookie through
seven games in.
I'm with you, but also I think there's enough body of work to say you were going to rely on him to be your starting guard.
Yeah, mistake.
A mistake to take him that high, a miss by Chris Greer, yep. And then your backup plan was Liam Eichenberg, and he's been on the IR before training camp even started. That's a mistake. And also, the whole thing with Jonas Savainaya that's weird is that he's a right guard. His entire career is a right guard. They wanted him to be left guard, and they wanted to pair him with Patrick Paul. I get it, but clearly that's not working.
Right.
He's in over his head. Why not try to move him over to the right? And you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but put Cole Strange at left guard. I don't know. Try to figure something else out, because clearly this isn't working.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We had at least 1 week of Eichenbros. Mm. At least 1 week.
He was on IR when we started that.
I mean, he would have been a key ingredient to their success. And you guys poo-pooed it then. You wish he was there now.
What's the record if he was playing?
1-6.
All right, here's your schedule tonight. The Miami Heat, they play the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, 8 p.m. Injury report's interesting because Ja Morant is questionable. I told you guys, he kind of tweaked his ankle. Mm-hmm. They have a couple guys who are a little banged up. They're 1-0. They beat the Pelicans.
They were like, what, 2.5-point favorites over the Heat when I looked this morning?
What was it yesterday, 4?
I don't think it was that much. I was surprised when I looked this morning that it was only 2.5.
Did either of you see what because obviously this entire Rozier, Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, the entire federal investigation from yesterday has continued into today. Terry Rozier is away from the organization. The Heat.
3-point favorites, by the way, Memphis.
The Heat, as of right now, have not released any sort of official statement. Terry Rozier is away from the team. Eric Spoelstra was asked about it at today's shoot-around, and he basically said, look, we move forward, we have no choice. But to move forward, he says the team met yesterday to address the issue, and, you know, that's pretty much it. That's all right. We got out of Eric Spoelstra. But, again, there's been no official statement from the Miami Heat, and that's kind of where things stand. He's away from the team, and, you know, as we discussed yesterday.
Injury report, Terry Rozier, parentheses, jail. Detained.
They got us.
Did you see what it is listed as?
No.
Terry Rozier, not with team.
Mm.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, this doesn't happen very often.
It does not. But neither do episodes of panic based off of gummies on team planes. Like, we've got a history of some strange things happening with this organization, but they're very tight-lipped about stuff. You don't get much info.
A player passing out in a hotel lobby, allegedly.
I don't think it was a hotel lobby. I think it was his apartment lobby, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right there by the Kaseya
Center. Yeah.
Right across the street, yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Has there been anything that you guys have seen?
Remember when the former Hurricane Robert Hight was released? Was it a DUI or was it Smush Parker who beat up the valet Parker? What happened? You remember when Robert Hight was released? Do you remember Robert Hight?
I don't.
No. I got to look up the story.
I remember. Was it Matt Barnes who drove?
Oh, to beat up the coach.
Like 90 hours to go, 30 hours to go beat up Derek Fisher or something like that.
I asked him about that. We interviewed him, and he said, like, they you know, exaggerated the story.
Somebody remind me why the Heat released Robert Hight.
The Heat or the Canes? You said the Canes.
He played for the Hurricanes, but the Heat released him.
And Miami got a lot going on.
Anything new from this saga that you guys think is worth discussing? I mean, there's a couple more names being tied to this entire situation. I imagine we're far from any sort of conclusion here.
Yeah, I got to see how this thing plays out because stuff always comes out. You know, you hear one side first. The other side has to be tight-lipped. Then you start to hear the other side. And then, you know, I'm constantly ping-ponging when stuff like this comes out.
It's upsetting me that people keep saying, like, they're almost baffled that a guy worth $100 million would gamble. That's the dumbest thing in the world because it's fun. Because it's fun.
It's fun, and there's a rush.
When you win, it's a study. I watched it somewhere. There's a dopamine. There's dopamine released into your brain. You know what else releases dopamine? Crack and ecstasy.
Agreed.
like they say, addiction. There is a literal. It's the same physical response from your body from hitting a crack pipe or popping a pill, within winning in a gambling thing. That's why they do it. Why does Michael Jordan gamble for the money?
Right. It's again, when you have a ton of money. And listen. There are high roller rooms in Vegas. All those people have more money than they know what to do with.
Yes. If Jordan wins $4 million
does
tonight,
not change his life.
Nothing. Michael Rubin, who's worth $10 billion, he gambles all the time. Jay-Z, who's worth $3 billion, he gambles. It's the fun of winning. Oh, why would he cheat then if he wants to win? People that gamble don't gamble to gamble. They gamble to win.
And by the way, no matter how much money you have, you always want more.
You want more.
You do.
Jay-Z, $3 billion. If he walks out the casino with $10,000.
On top of the world.
I just hit him for 10 racks, baby.
Like, who's not?
Yeah.
World Series Game 1 tonight. Blue Jays versus Dodgers. Tomorrow, the Canes host Stanford at 7 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. Panthers lost yesterday 5-3 to the Penguins. They get the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow 6 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena. It's funny. That's a Stanley Cup final rematch from 3 years ago. Yeah. It seems like it doesn't even matter anymore. You've won two chips since then.
Yeah.
Dolphins, Falcons, 1 p.m. in Atlanta. The Heat open up their home schedule 6 p.m. Sunday and tonight Inter Miami, playoff game number one. They host Nashville at 8 p.m.
I see on the text machine somebody said, didn't Crowder crash his car off the Hollywood Turnpike? What happened with that? I was driving home from church. It was raining.
Mm.
I lost control.
Right.
Drove off and hit a tree.
You actually thought you saw a Jesus cloud.
Yeah.
And you were, because you had just come out of church, there was the sun glowing behind
it.
And
I put my hands up to accept my blessing.
Of course.
Lost control.
Yeah.
And then when I got out the car.
Lost control, but gained control.
My heart was filled.
You see?
I was almost too full with Christ.
You see? That's right.
And it was raining when I got out my truck, so I'm like, I'm not standing here in the rain.
Right.
I'm going to head on home.
Right. Jesus will watch over my truck.
Jesus took me home. He had a Camaro.
Your weather. It's partly cloudy in South Florida. It's in the 80s. Tonight will be in the 70s. That is brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Chris Whittingham is going to join us in the next segment here on National Baloney Day.
Y'all have to get to
every now and then I just catch a glimpse of the show sheet. Try to throw in a non sequitur that you might not be expecting.
I wasn't expecting Baloney Day. Hey, man.
You think Whittingham has ever had a bologna sandwich?
No.
I've never had a bologna sandwich.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And y'all are too high class.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whitty grew up nice.
I don't think kids eat bologna anymore,
I've
though.
Never had bologna.
Yeah, see, I think that was like, my dad used to love bologna, but yeah. Bologna's the cheapest cold cut that you can buy.
Ears and hooves.
But he grew up with no money, and he had bologna sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of kids, you know, who grew up in the 70s like me, parents still fed them bologna sandwiches. My yes. parents didn't, but we did have bologna in the house. I would submit most people do not have. Jimmy, no. Call Oscar Mayer and see what the bologna sales are from like the 70s to 80s to now. All right?
I called them, but they're full of bologna.
Hey, hey! Hey!
Jimmy!
Yeah. That was excellent. That was really good. That was delightful.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Chris Whittingham is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Chris Whittingham, soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS season pass on Apple TV. Tonight, Inter Miami begins their run in the MLS Cup playoffs. The game kicks off at 8 p.m. It's available on Apple TV as well as FS1. And Whitty will be on the call for two games tomorrow in Italy. It's 2-3 as Inter Milan visits Napoli, and that's on Paramount Plus. And then in Mexico, Cruz Azul hosts Monterrey at 11 p.m. on the CBS Sports Network. Whitty is all over the globe tomorrow.
That's impressive.
How about that? How are you? I mean, that's a lot of preparation, Whitty.
It's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of travel as well, going from Stanford to Italy and then Italy to Monterrey, as you say. A well-done rolling of the R's, sir.
The as we call a trilling of the R's, if you want to be perfect about that. That's trilling your R if you do the rolling
is
R.
Is that really the verb for it?
That is a trill
that sounds
of
like
the
a
R.
Very Gen Z TikTok word.
No. That is a very 70s, 80s word.
It sounds like an adjective. That's so trill.
Success.
Trill.
Anyway, Chris Whittingham has a very busy day ahead of him tomorrow.
Bun B has Trill Burger.
Bun B. Look at you.
His burger joint is called Trill Burger.
Bun B. There's no chance Whitty or Solana know Bun B.
No Bun
no
B's
idea what
Whitty?
You're on about.
Rapper?
He knows Good Burger.
You're right. That does sound like a rapper.
It is a rapper. Let me talk expectations for Inter Miami. And I want to talk about the Messi contract, obviously. But what are the expectations for Inter Miami? They had the first round exit last season, and I don't know what the expectations are this season. And how important is it for Leo Messi to win an MLS championship? I don't know. Is it important at all to him? I honestly don't. Like, does he need that for something? Like, to justify
legacy?
To justify the MLS contract and everything that the league has done to bring him in.
Totally. Within the context of MLS, I do think he kind of has to win something. I think it would be viewed as, you know, for example, Cristiano Ronaldo's in Saudi Arabia. He's yet to win a league title there. I think it's viewed as a bit of a disappointment that he hasn't done. I think it's a bit of a disappointment if Messi leaves Miami not having won the thing that is the biggest prize. Yeah, they won League's Cup. Yeah, they won the Supporters' Shield last year. But the prize is to win at the end of the playoffs. That is what every American defines as sporting success in every other sport. They have to go do it. And when you ask me, what are the expectations are to win everything, to win every tournament at their event that they've been in, other than maybe the Club World Cup this summer, where it was kind of a nice that we're here, but ultimately, are we really going to go and beat PSG? Probably not. So I think within MLS context, getting to a League's Cup final and losing, struggling throughout the regular season so you can't win the Supporters' Shield, going out in the semifinal of the CONCACAF Champions Cup to Vancouver, I think ultimately is a disappointment for Inter Miami over the breadth of the season, and they can make up for it by going and winning the thing that they are meant to win. So, yes, I think the only expectation for this team with this amount of talent is going and winning it all.
And he'll be 41 in 2028. Will he be playing, or is this contract kind of he's around, we're building this new stadium? Is it a visual contract but not a on-the-field contract?
It's one of those where I think you have to wait and see how he's performing, because he is going to be the league MVP again at 38. And do we really see an enormous drop off from one year to the next? And so if he gets to next year and he's still playing well, he'll probably want to keep going. And then you get to the next year, and if he's still playing well, maybe he'll want to keep going. So I think it is almost entirely dependent on his level of performance. I don't think he'll ever want to get to the stage where he's coming off the bench or he's not quite as good. Maybe injuries play a role. He sort of had sort of a persistent injury record over his time in MLS. But I think as long as he's playing well, he's going to keep going. And I think as well, the comps to Cristiano Ronaldo will remain. And Cristiano Ronaldo is still playing. He's 40. He's going to be starting at the World Cup probably next summer for Portugal at 41. And so I do think that sort of constant comparison, that back and forth, does suggest that there is a chance that he will keep playing. But I do think the moment that he starts to feel it, that he starts to not perform as well as he had been before, or if he's not dominating MLS like he has been over the last 2 years by winning back-to-back league MVPs, I would expect that maybe he would start to think about maybe going. I also think there is sort of the regeneration of all of the friends around him. Obviously, we've seen Busquets and Jordi Alba announce their retirements. If a new generation of people come in and they're sort of suitable to Messi as well, maybe he'll want to keep going as well. Rodrigo De Paul being kind of the first of that next generation, as it were. So I think as long as he's playing well, I think he's going to keep going.
Just to go back to Hawk's question, does he need it for his legacy, Woody? You answered it perfectly. No, he doesn't need it for his legacy outside of the confines of the MLS. But I do think it's fair to say they care about this. They cared last year to win the Supporter Shield. They cared enough, to a certain extent, to go find a manager that they were more comfortable with. I think there's a little bit more at play there. But the way that they do play on the field, when all of them are available, they wanted to get the Supporter Shield last year. They did. The way they left the field last year against Atlanta United, I was there. I mean, Suarez and Messi were clearly frustrated with how the game ended. And the way that they lost in the League's Cup final this year, I know Suarez is a lunatic, not to defend him, but you could see they were genuinely invested in winning that again together, and they fell short of it, and it all boiled over into off-the-field antics. I do think there's this notion of they don't really care, they're bigger than this from the outside world, but I don't think it's the right representation of how they truly feel.
Agreed. I think their legacies are cemented, but that doesn't mean that you want to stop winning or that you're no longer competitive. I think that's the number one thing that they have brought that has made this sort of a worthwhile and fun experience is, yeah, it's Lionel Messi at the end of his career, but he still cares. He still wants to go and win. He still, as you say, is very angry when they don't. And that's every single game, because you have to remember he's coming from teams where, I mean, Barcelona in their heyday would win 31 or 32 of their 38 games a year. They would win something like 80 to 85% of their games. In MLS, they're probably winning 60 to 65% of their games now because it's just a harder league. The parity, the travel, and all that. It is the rules legislate that the teams are more competitive. They finished third in the East this year when they would normally expect to be top of every league that they ever finish in. So I do think that there absolutely is that level of frustration. So to your point, I don't think necessarily for the legacy of it, but I think he would be embarrassed might be too strong of a word. I think he would be really disappointed if he didn't come here and win something major. It would sort of be an indication that maybe isn't just that simple as Messi strolls in and everything is fine. I think there are other issues that maybe even you can point the finger of blame towards Messi in terms of, as you say, the managerial changes, the player changes, the roster changes. We know that Lionel Messi has a lot of power. And so I think if it doesn't turn out that he goes and wins this MLS Cup, it might turn out to be almost an indictment of him in the team. So I think, yeah, I think he's going to really care about going and winning this thing. And the thing is that in this first round, they have home field advantage. But if they win and everything is to chalk, they'll have to go on the road potentially all the way through MLS Cup final.
Quickly, because we're going to be out of time here, and I want to ask you something. Has the contract, because he signed the new one, has the signing of Leo Messi been everything that Inter Miami needed it to be, MLS needed it to be? Biggest signing in MLS history, I'm guessing. He's got now this new contract for the next few seasons, so they get the new stadium, he'll be part of it. Has it worked out to be everything everyone thought it would be, championship aside?
I think it has mostly been what everyone wanted it to be. I still think that he commands a level of attention. If you look at any social media highlights of anything he does, it's millions of views, it's millions of likes, it's millions of everything. I do wonder at times, maybe in a world in which, you know, you're on Apple TV, are you driving that level of interest in subscriptions to Apple TV in everything? I think maybe there is sort of a hope that it could have been a little bit bigger, but I think if they go on and go to the final of this competition and they play, let's say, LAFC, who have a new big star in Sung Hoon Min, and I think that could be a potentially massive game. I think within MLS, because they went out of the first round of the playoffs last year, because they didn't make it the year before, we haven't really seen playoff momentum with Messi yet, which could absolutely be sort of a force multiplier. So I think there are most of the indicators, you would say. I still think that there are moments, even today, if you go and look at the ticket sales for the game today, I'm not certain that, like, I would have thought It's Lionel Messi. If, you know, someone in your position would think to talk about him most days, or the local media would think to talk about him the most days, but the Panthers won back-to-back Stanley Cups. The Dolphins and the Hurricanes are still enormous attention generators. And Miami, even with the greatest player in the history of the world's most popular sport, are still struggling at times for attention within their local market. And so, yes, I think he has absolutely delivered a level of performance and a level of interest that is above and beyond what has happened previously in MLS, but hasn't been the absolute grand slam home run. I think it's been more of a triple than a home run to date. If they go and win the championship, I think that could change.
Tonight, again, Inter Miami begins their run. The game kicks off at 8. It's available from Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. Game is available on Apple TV and FS1. And Witty tomorrow has two different games to call, one on Paramount Plus, another one on CBS Sports Network. Inter Milan and Napoli on Paramount Plus, Cruz Azul and Monterrey on CBS Sports Network. Have you ever had a bologna sandwich?
Yes.
You have? Really?
What? Yes.
Do you keep bologna in the fridge?
No. No, I probably haven't had bologna since I was 11, maybe.
Yeah, that's like a kid's. Yeah. That's like a lunch sandwich on a couple of pieces of white bread on toast.
I met with these people. They don't seem like bologna people.
Right. How'd you end up with bologna? It was a rough week at the Whittingham household?
No. I think my dad
spent too much on the lottery tickets that week.
My dad is a bit of a bologna person, or at least we were.
My dad was a big bologna person, but he liked fried bologna. He liked if my mom put the bologna on the skillet and fried it up.
Yeah, who liked fried pork? It's fried pork.
One other question, Witty. Yesterday was Weird Al Yankovic's birthday. Mm. Are you a Weird Al guy?
Yes.
I knew it.
I suppose I was.
100% knew it.
I think at one point I was. I think a lot of people have a phase. I think there's a phase where you're like, wait a second, what is this guy doing? And there was a moment where he was sort of generating, I guess, Ride and Dirty, the parody of the Chameleonaire song.
White
was
and
like,
Nerdy.
Wait a second, who is this guy?
And that,
right, exactly. And it was sort of the entree into everything.
Amish Paradise, then, you probably loved Amish Paradise.
For sure. Yeah. I loved all that stuff. Yeah. I probably haven't like actually had it on a Spotify or anything like that in probably 10 to 15 years. But yes, I absolutely had my Weird Al phase.
Would you go see him in concert? He tours.
Yeah. I actually think he might have been playing the stadium which is closest to me in Bridgeport, but I didn't go. I should go. It seems like a fun time.
I actually, shameful admission, watched on YouTube a Weird Al concert a few months ago because I had read that he doesn't do any of the songs that anyone wants him to sing, that he's like fancies himself a musician and he wants to play originals.
Come on.
So I watch this concert on YouTube just for that observational viewpoint. He sprinkles in these hits that you want to see, like Amish Paradise, but it's every fourth song, with the three songs in between being stuff that I just no one knows what it is.
Originals?
Some originals. Come on. Like, yeah, it was very strange.
He's into like polka music, right?
Yeah, well, he's an accordion player. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
His whole thing, I mean, his whole career is a zag. So you can't really be that surprised that
that's
a performer, his whole thing is a zag.
You know what? That's a great call. Like, what? I got expectations with Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
guy's
because
name
people,
is weird.
People want to hear White and Nerdy.
Right. Yeah. I want to hear Like a Surgeon. I want to hear My Bologna, which was his first big hit to the Knacks. My Sharona. Anyone?
What are you talking
about? Is there
you sound
anyone
way too
me?
Excited about this.
I loved
My
Bologna. My
Sharona.
Dr. Demento used to play it on the Dr. Demento show. Does anyone understand what I'm saying?
Who?
If it's, you know, whatever, I didn't understand what Witty was saying for the last 10 minutes. So just giving it back to him. Again, Inter Miami tonight, Apple TV and FS1. Have some good calls tomorrow. Witty, appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Hawk. Thanks, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.